You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, tweeted, Cowboys not expected to be one of the teams vying for Earl.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Download and podcast at richeisenshow.com.
I believe my information. Jerry Jones is awesome and can say whatever, but I trust my information.
Today's guests, Colts running back Jonathan Taylor, actor Don Cheadle, two-time NBA champion Benny the Jet Smith, Rockets general manager Daryl Morey, plus actor Joe Manganiello. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. We're here on a very busy Wednesday, and we are five wide in terms of guest lists. We're also three wide in terms of my on-air compadres here on the Rich Eisen Show. I am your humble host, a.k.a. Best Dad Ever, 3 months running, and appreciative of all the accoutrement and trimmings that come from that.
What does come with that,
yeah,
by the
exactly.
way?
Exactly. What do you
not,
get, Rich?
Not listening to Dad, assuming everything. I'm sorry. Is this thing on? Love, affection.
Your kids are great.
Good to see you, yeah. Christopher.
Hey, buddy, what's happening?
Chris Brockman, another fun day here in our neighborhood. Mike Del Tufo, good to see my audio executive right there. You, wherever you are taking our show in, we're in day three here on Peacock. We love being here. We hope you love watching us here. You can call us, 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on our quadcast on NBC, SN. Also, you're listening to us on Sirius XM Channel 211. There's a terrestrial radio network that you can tap into, our friends at the Mightier 1090 here in Southern California. And there's a whole host of ways that you can communicate with us, Twitter and Instagram, Facebook. Our YouTube page is always a great spot for you to check us out. And our social media grandmaster, TJ Jefferson, settling into his seat. Good to see you this very morning, TJ, here in
morning,
Southern
Rich.
California. Okay, now you must be having a little bit more pep in your Clipper step over there.
I feel good.
That's more like it. I guess last night, that wasn't even close. I mean, the performance we saw by the Clippers as well as the Mavericks last night, again, Luka had 31 shots in his performance for the bubble ages just a couple of days ago. He made just 17, just took 17 last night. Made six of them. That's it. Sign up for that if you're a Clipper fan. And then Paul George, playoff P, showed up in the bubble last night for the first time. First time since they actually started bubbling up. Harrell with a double-double. This is exactly what you see on your screen right here is the Clippers formula. With the exception, again, as Porzingis sat out for the second straight game. And this is the bonus that they came up with a buck 54, a playoff record for the franchise last night. A buck 54, and Patrick Beverley didn't even suit up. And they made this decision before he warmed up. Decided he wasn't going to go in the pivotal game five. As you know, game fives are either decisive or pivotal. It was potentially decisive for the Utah Jazz yesterday, but Jamal Murray came up with another huge game. That kid is truly remarkable.
My
fun
goodness.
To watch. they have got themselves a very special player in Denver. So it was potentially decisive for Utah, but Denver forced a game six in a 10-point win prior to that Clipper waxing of the Mavericks. 42 points for Murray, and then when Jokic adds 31, that's a very tough combination right there. So an interesting series coming up for an interesting game six coming up there, as it's a decisive potential game six for the Clippers coming up tomorrow night. And they got Patrick Beverley in their back pocket. Do you just sit here and say, hey, we just put up 154 points on the Mavericks without him. Let's just sit him out and get him healthy, potentially win this thing and wrap it up and get another day off for him before there's a second round game for the Clippers, maybe against, the aforementioned Nuggets. Now then, there's a couple of items to discuss in the bubble that happened just moments before we came on the air. The figurative, I like saying the word bubble. Have you noticed?
Yes, so, I have noticed.
Well, it's just a fun word. It's fun. It's why I'm best at ever. In case you're wondering what my bona fides are for such a title. Just last week, if I'm not mistaken.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago?
Yeah, 14 days ago.
All right. Nate McMillan got his final year of his contract reworked and then a team option for the next year, what was called a soft extension.
Right.
For Nate McMillan. But they redid his contract for next year, 2020-21 season. And you're thinking, okay, Pacers like themselves some Nate McMillan, but then they got swept by the Heat in the first round of the playoffs. And now the bubble has popped for Nate McMillan. He's out. Pacers announced moments ago that he has been fired. He has been let go. And the search for a new coach will begin immediately. And what that means, everybody should go to Woj's Twitter account, essentially. And as, by the way, McMillan becomes the fourth NBA individual to lose their jobs as soon as the team got eliminated from the bubble, including Brett Brown of the Sixers just yesterday, yep. Right? And Alvin Gentry of the Pelicans, and Vlade Divac of the front office of the Sacramento Kings.
And the Nets have an opening. Jacques Vaughn has been the interim coach.
Correct.
There.
Chicago's got an opening.
Indeed.
So Woj saying that if he becomes available, it'll be Mike D'Antoni, the apple of the Pacers' eye. Should he become available, he's in the last year of his contract. His Rockets were up 2-0. Now it's 2-2. We are, let me get this straight, about 6 hours and change away from tip-off of that pivotal Game 5. Again, Game 5s are either decisive or pivotal. This is a pivotal Game 5 because both teams come in with two wins apiece. Now best of three. Who might know best about D'Antoni's future and the way that the Rockets are thinking about it?
I got a guess.
Maybe our guest in the top of our third hour.
That was him.
Daryl Morey is going to be calling in from the bubble. Top of hour number three, the Rockets general manager, who last week said, I will definitely be part of your first Peacock week. We were on the air. Jim, we talked about it on the air.
You texted him mid-show.
Mid-show. And he's like, yeah, I'll do it. Thank you for thinking of me, because that's how nice of a guy he is. Text him yesterday, hey, you still up for coming on? Which is again infused. Are you okay with what's going on? He's like, I'm in. So look at our guest list. The Jet, Kenny Smith will be joining us as well.
Loaded
so
we
got a lot of association on the brain. In about 12 minutes time, one of the best college football players at the running back position last couple of years, the top pick of the Colts in the second day of the draft, second round choice out of Wisconsin, Jonathan Taylor, one of our favorite guests. He'll be chiming in. And then a couple of actors. Don Cheadle, he's in a bubble. He's in quarantine in the beautiful 50th state of Hawaii.
I mean, if you're going to pick any place really, shack up and separate yourself, I think Hawaii is the way to go. Don's doing it right.
And then our buddy, whose new movie, Great for Kids, on Netflix called The Sleepover, he will be joining his final guest in our third hour. one of the most diehard football fans we know. He loves his Pittsburgh Steelers.
Sure does.
Joe Manganiello will join us on this program. It's always great to chat with Joe. So that's the way we're rolling here today. But it'll be interesting, you know, I mean, with Darryl, is D'Antoni coaching for his Houston gig? Where is Russell Westbrook? Do we see him? You'd have to think he'd be a difference maker. Did anybody ask James Harden to please pick up the Purell station that he knocked over in frustration on the way back to the locker room after losing in overtime, fouling out? And then that was the end of that in game three. And then game four, we saw what happened there. They just couldn't make another three.
I don't know what's going to happen today with that.
So what a big, big game that is. And then tonight, I mean,
I know we kind of have that great game in the middle of the day. Rockets Thunder is going to be awesome. And then blowouts.
Damian Lillard is out.
Yeah.
And even if they somehow, some way, minus Lillard, the Blazers beat the rampaging Lakers, I don't think you're going to see Lillard. He looks out, period.
Yeah.
And so you have to figure that this is just pro forma tonight when the Lakers take on the Blazers in that fifth game. And it's amazing how long ago it felt, you know, when when I was having some fun here and tweeting at O'Shea Jackson Jr. on Twitter, basically saying you're nervous. Bucks are trying to clean out Orlando as well. That's the NBA schedule today. And the NHL playoffs is seen right here on NBCSN. We have a couple of series knotted at one as Vancouver and Tampa each took game two after losing games one to Vegas and Boston, respectively. And they come right back. Bruins and Lightning play overtime yesterday, right back on NBCSN in the middle of the triple header that starts as soon as we are done on NBCSN. We hand it off. Sort of like Philip Rivers will hand it off to our first guest, Jonathan Taylor.
Nice.
Islanders and Flyers, as the Islanders try to take a 2-0 lead on the Flyers. And then you got the Stars trying to go up 3-0 on the Avalanche. That's how things are rolling, a triple header on NBCSN on the NHL front. And look, how many times did I say this in the 10-week run that we were on NBCSN during the spring? We're going to talk about the real world. The real world is a frightening place. It seems to be spinning more and more out of control. The real world, we discussed it with Bubba Wallace yesterday. The real world right now is potentially going to pierce the NBA bubble to the point where the Raptors are considering not playing game one of the Eastern Conference semifinal against the Boston Celtics tomorrow. And the Celtics are thinking the same thing as well. Is that what they're talking about right now?
Yeah, so Mark Spears just tweeted out that both teams met in their hotel room in the hotel yesterday and have been talking throughout the day about what to do, and that's definitely on the table, boycotting game one.
Now, again, the shooting of Jacob Blake by authorities in Kenosha, Wisconsin, I think 3 days ago now, and the video that shocked the entire world. I mean, we're running out of words to say when videos appear on our phones, and it just shocks us. And the accountability that many people in this world want to have on a police force that we only want to be straight up in terms of equal protection under the law, regardless of skin color, and want to have equal protection under the law for everyone. And discussing this again makes it very difficult, because it comes across to some that we are castigating an entire protection force across the United States. I do not. I just want this to stop. I want to see white teenagers with AR-15s stopped on the street by police in the same way that I want to see African-American men not shot in the back. And I can't believe that me saying this could sound political or it's viewed by any as outrageous. Yeah, but what about? Yeah, but what about unarmed African-American men? Unarmed white men shouldn't be shot in the back. And 17-year-olds patrolling, you know, the streets of Wisconsin at night with an AR-15. What the hell is happening in this world? And so, again, you might be sitting there and saying, well, what are the Raptors and Celtics going to do about that? How does it change that if they don't play a playoff game? That makes I understand somebody saying something like that. But what else do the Raptors and the Celtics have in their own figurative? I know that's probably a wrong word to use, arsenal. But what do they have at their disposal to make their thoughts known? This is the ultimate that they have is, hey, if you're not paying attention, and some might not be, maybe this does focus your thoughts on a subject that needs to be addressed in this country now. And looters and rioters should be subdued. Personal property should be protected, but not by 17-year-olds with an AR-15 in the streets of the United States. And again, this is a very dangerous tool. It's a powerful tool, but it's a dangerous tool because my Twitter feed says that this young man with the AR-15 was signaling police officers and coordinating with them. I have no idea if that's true. I have no earthly idea if that's true, but the video is frightening. That video is more frightening, is more frightening to other people in this country than seeing disobedience on the streets of property. Again, and I don't want to hear the stick to sports stuff. Okay? I don't want to hear it. We're here to talk sports. And we're here to have fun with entertainment, and we will over 3 hours. But this is the real world. The Raptors and the Celtics are thinking of not playing. Can you do me a favor, Don Bowie, and tee up Doc Rivers? I love Doc Rivers with every fiber of my being. He's one of my favorite people I've had the fortune in my profession to have come across and gotten to know. Whether it's interviewing him here on this set or teeing it up on the golf course with him in Menory. Okay, I mean, I love him. He's one of Al Michaels' favorite people. And if you've met Al here, as you have,
of course,
Al will tell you if he doesn't like somebody.
He sure will.
Okay, he is amazing. Factual. And the way the Doc was a rock for this city and this franchise when the Donald Sterling disaster. When the absolute unmitigated disaster of Donald Sterling appeared as the scourge that he and it was on this city and this franchise, he was indispensable as a voice of reason and calm and understanding. Indispensable. Here was Doc Rivers after his team came up with a huge win last night.
All you do is keep hearing about fear. It's amazing why we keep loving this country and this country does not love us back. And it's really so sad. Like, I should just be a coach. And it's so often reminded of my color. You know, it's just really sad. We got to do better. That video, if you watch that video, you don't need to be black to be outraged. You need to be American and outraged. And how dare the Republicans talk about fear? We're the ones that need to be scared. We're the ones having to talk to every black child. What white father has to give his son a talk about being careful if you get pulled over? It's just ridiculous. And it just keeps going. There's no charges. Breonna Taylor, no charges, nothing. All we're asking is you live up to the Constitution. That's all we're asking for everybody, for everyone. Thank you.
I love Doc Rivers. Love you, Doc. My gosh. Amen. I've got two boys. I haven't had that talk. I haven't thought about having that talk. We've had incidents in our house. We've had my identity stolen. We've had, you know, when my dad had his incident that led to his eventual passing, we had first responders come to the house. They've seen police officers in our house. Not once did they, and the police officers that came from LAPD could not have been more first rate and caring and responsive. So that's the police they know. I don't say, hey, you know, when you start driving, you better be careful. I haven't had to have that conversation. Doc is spot on. Never thought about having that conversation. Spot on. So, and by the way, just for time purposes, and, you know, we appreciate, again, you saw the courtesy up there that ESPN helped provide that video from the post-game press conference last night. Edited out of that was Doc saying his dad was a police officer. Does anybody out there say, well, what does Doc know about policing? His dad was a police officer. That's what he said. And I've known so many police officers, and many of them are caring and do uphold the Constitution and do follow the law. And we don't know the full circumstances. I hear you. But in the same way that we see an unarmed man shot in the back 7 times, can we all agree that that shouldn't happen? And can we all agree that, again, no matter what is happening in the streets, and I know people who are maybe seeing their businesses looted, it's awful, it's terrible, that we shouldn't depend on some 17-year-old that we're seeing on Twitter apparently driving in from the state of Illinois up to Wisconsin with his AR-15 strolling the streets and firing off rounds, allegedly, reportedly, that that's not the guy we should have on the streets, holding an AR-15 A, B, taking it upon himself to police? What? That's not the world we want. No, that's not the world we want as Americans. I will say it. And it's not political. It's not. And having a conversation like this, or you might think I'm sermonizing. I'm happy to take phone calls on this subject. Again, we've got a full lineup. But, and there's a lineup right there. And we will take a break in a second. But the Lions yesterday canceled practice after they had a team conversation on this subject. Matthew Stafford came out afterwards and said that he wishes all of America was in that conversation. That everybody needs to have a full-on conversation about it. Of all race, colors, and creeds. Sit down, hear from this guy, hear from that lady, hear from that person. Let's talk about it. Because when it's all said and done, the planet's still spinning, and there's no other planet for us to spin on. We're all here. You have your grievance. You have your grievance. Guess what? Planet's still going to spin. And the planet will hopefully keep spinning when we're not here anymore. And we need to leave a better place for our kids. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial.
Sports keep coming back. So does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, BetOnline. Major League Baseball is now in full swing, and the NBA has also begun. There's no shortage of ways to get in on the action. BetOnline has all the odds, futures, and props for you to bet on. Visit BetOnline today to check out all the odds and up-to-date sports news. Don't forget to sign up and take advantage of all the Welcome Back to Sports bonuses. BetOnline, your online wagering experts. Visit our good friends and exclusive partner at Podcast One. BetOnline to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a free account and make sure to use that promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus. Visit betonline.ag and don't forget that promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
Okay, everybody, back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Jonathan Taylor of the Indianapolis Colts will be calling in shortly. It's amazing how... is he on right now?
He is.
I need to update my phone list right here. Fantastic. He's one of my favorite people. And I'm not... I mean, Mike, is it appropriate to ask someone from New Jersey what exit are you from? It is
100%.
Not. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. By way of the state of New Jersey, of through course. Wisconsin, I guess the Ron Dane route, if you will, to the National
I'm
Football
145.
League. He will be joining us in about a matter of seconds. Jonathan Taylor will be joining us. Actually, we should wait till the NBCSN audience comes back on right here. It's amazing how it was 1 week ago, 1 year ago yesterday, or is it 1 week ago, 1 year ago Monday, again, that Andrew Luck had shocked everybody and retired.
Yeah, a year ago Monday.
And everyone
Bananas.
Was wondering what was going on with the Indianapolis Colts, right?
Bananas. Yeah.
And... And then they had an up-and-down season, and the injuries to quarterbacks definitely had an effect of his departure, and then Brissett didn't stay healthy. And now it's a totally different – everybody's looking up right now in Indianapolis. We are back here on NBCSN, here on the Rich Eisen Show, and we welcome back our terrestrial Rich Eisen Show radio team as well. We're on Sirius XM Channel 211, and joining us back here on Peacock as we turn the page to talk a little bit of football. By way of the state of New Jersey, to Wisconsin, to the National Football League, I guess that's, again, the Ron Dane route. Now, missing other people, too.
Melvin Gordon.
Melvin Gordon? Okay, but he didn't. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
There's more.
There's more, but.
Jonathan Taylor, Indianapolis Colts rookie here on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you, Jonathan?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm fine. So I guess the question is, what exit are you from, Jonathan?
I'm exit one, baby, at the end.
Whoa. Wow. So are you talking like Delaware Water Gap? Is that what you're saying? Way down there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Exit one, Southern New Jersey.
Southern New Jersey, which is part, what, part Delaware, part Pennsylvania. All put it all together. That's where you got working.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask this question. So what is the Wisconsin hold in the state of New Jersey with running backs? What's going on with that? What's up with that?
It must be something in the water. It must be some type of, you know, gravitational pull towards Wisconsin. I couldn't tell you what it is.
Who else recruited you, Jonathan?
So I was recruited by Rutgers, Virginia Tech, Boston College, a few Ivy League schools. And, I mean, it was tough. It was definitely a tough choice, especially when you get a chance to go Ivy League, and you know, oh, yeah. you have people in your ear, you know, you go Ivy League, you'll be set for life. On the other hand, you definitely want to test your abilities against some of the best players in the nation, but you still want to have a great, great education to fall back on. So I just felt like the University of Wisconsin, that was the place for me to do both of those things.
Right. And did you think of me, Jonathan, when you were rampaging against the Wolverines, even for a split second? I'm just making this about me, but you know, we've had conversations before. But you're one of the you and Dobbins are people I'm very pleased to have no longer in the Big Ten. I'll be very honest with you, Jonathan. Should I? By the way, I should have the J.J. Watt mug here on the desk.
You should.
You want to go get it for me, Chris, just to give pay homage to?
Oh, nice.
Well, yes, this is the mug that I had to drink from. Thanks to you, Jonathan. I'm not going to lie, because this is the mug that he said that I would have to drink from when as he put it, Wisconsin was beating Michigan. Here's Chris Brockman bringing it over right here. Yep, this is you competing. You know, he's on it in a Wisconsin Badger uniform. Wisconsin 35, Michigan 14, final score. I think you had something to do with that, Jonathan, so thank you.
That is funny.
Yes, oh yes, it says, this cup holds Rich Eisen's tears, is what it says.
So. Sorry about that one, man.
It's okay. You know what? You don't have to say you're sorry when you're really not. You're just a nice guy. I appreciate it. So, my gosh, your dream of making the NFL is coming true, but never in a pandemic. What has it been like for you since hearing your name on draft night a few months ago, Jonathan?
So, really, now it's about – it's really just about trying to play catch-up in a sense. You know, you usually go to rookie minicamp, and you have those on-field reps, you have that on-field coaching. So now it's about trying to accelerate your learning, accelerate your play during camp without having those previous reps that any other normal rookie class would have. And I think that, you know, this organization's done a great job as far as the Zoom meetings that we had in between the time of draft day to come into camp in order to get us familiar as possible with the playbook, so that you don't have to focus on less of what to do, and you can focus on more how to do it while you're in camp. And I think they did a great job at doing that, and that's what I'm doing now, is I'm trying to accelerate my play, my learning, just because my first time getting actual on-field reps was during camp.
That's right. And so who's been helping you in that process? Walk me through the Jonathan Taylor team that's been sort of your safety net in that regard.
So definitely it's been Marlon, but also Rosie Nix as well. As far as the professionalism of it, you know, he's going into fifth or sixth year. And, you know, actually one day I was leaving and he mentioned to me, he's like, you know, clean your locker up. And I didn't really think of it as much. You know, I'm just, okay, let me clean my locker. It is a little messy. And then after I cleaned it up, you know, he kind of started talking to me about how you want to be a professional. You know, you clean your locker up, you lay everything out for the next day, so when you come in the next morning, you don't have to scramble or look for anything. Everything's already laid out, and that's part of being a professional. So definitely Marlon and Rosie Nix have definitely been two guys who've been helping me a lot as far as getting me up to speed.
And your position coach knows how to run over people from his time in the National Football League. Do you know who the running backs coach in Indianapolis is, Chris?
I don't.
Tom Rathman.
Okay, heard of him.
He can run some people over, right, Jonathan?
Oh, I mean, the guy was one of the most physical players ever. I mean, you watch his tape. I mean, you can just feel it in the passion in his voice when he's coaching us, and he's talking about being physical, and he's talking about playing pound. I mean, you know that's what he loves to do. And I think, you know, just me coming here was kind of just perfect because I'm a guy, I like to play physical. I like to play between the tackles. But, you know, I also like to, you know, get on the edge sometimes. So being able to team up with Coach Rathman and have him pour that knowledge in on me, I mean, he knows championship football. I mean, he's been there, he's won it, so he knows what it takes to be a championship, a champion of a player. So I definitely try to soak in as much information as I can from him.
Jonathan Taylor, Indianapolis Colts running back, rookie running back here on the Rich Eisen Show. And you also have some special people in the huddle with you. I want to walk a couple through with you as well. Phillip Rivers, he's got something this season to prove, despite a decade and a half plus in the NFL with distinction. He doesn't curse. You know that, Jonathan, right? He doesn't ever swear. You're aware of that, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Dadgummit.
Gosh darn. I mean, and that's real. That's real. That's very, very real. You don't curse, do you, Jonathan? It's okay if you do.
No.
You don't,
no, sir.
So that's two. So we're not working blue in the huddle, is what you're saying.
Well, no. I mean, and I think just to have a guy like that, you know, a leader like that, you think of someone, a leader who has fire, who has passion, who's not afraid to, you know, sometimes, you know, let their emotions go, let it run wild, to let everybody know how passionate they feel. Philip Rivers does the same thing, but without, you know, kind of vulgar language as such. And, you know, when you have a guy like that who's able to show that emotion, show that passion, and still have, you know, a sense of restraint, still be able to control himself and, you know, in certain ways, I think that's the kind of leader that you want. And I think that's really good.
Yeah, and then protecting him and blowing open holes for you is one of the best and nastiest. Quentin Nelson, his film is the stuff of legend. I'm wondering what it's like to see him up close and personal so far for you, Jonathan.
Oh, I mean, it's been awesome working with him. I mean, just his kind of passion as far as wanting to get the right fit, wanting to take the right course, you know, asking us, hey, you know, how was that course? How was that fit? I mean, was that a good fit for you? And, you know, whenever you have, you know, an offensive lineman, you know, asking you, you know, how was, you know, their fit? How was their execution of their job? I mean, it just makes it that much more fun because you know that they're in it, you're into it, and you all want to make the best choices for each other. You know, but he's a Jersey guy. So, you know, Jersey guys work hard.
Oh, that's right. He is a Jersey guy. What exit is he from? Do we know?
He's from up north. I don't know. That might be exit.
What city?
He might be up the turnpike.
Okay, so what's the city? We can figure that out.
Holmdel.
Holmdel, New Jersey.
Like 118.
Well, again, if we're talking turnpike, that's probably like exit 10.
Yeah.
I think that's like an exit 10 turnpike. I'm trying to recall because my parents
I'll tell you.
My parents lived in Marlboro, New Jersey for many, many years.
Holmdel's where Garden State Arts Center.
Okay, so it's off the parkway.
Okay, off the parkway.
Yeah.
Very good. By the way, we're turning into Waze all of a sudden right now with Jonathan Taylor.
We're trying to figure out all the
exits. It's the New Jerseyans instead of the episode of the Californians from SNL. Yeah, he's really good, man. And so, okay, part of me is just genuinely, you know, rooting for you and concerned. And part of me wants to give my listeners and viewers a little bit of fantasy information. How many touches are you expecting to get, Jonathan Taylor, in 2020?
Let me get my pen out.
What do you
Hold
got for
second.
Me? What are you expecting here?
I'm going to say, I'm not even sure. I mean,
come on.
That's not even, like, we don't even talk about that. I mean, one thing we do talk about is you know, especially I talk to Marlon about it a lot is, you know, what does it take to be, you know, a guy at this level? Because, you know, that's all we all want to be. Everyone in that running back room wants to be a guy. Every time they step on the field, they want people to know, like, hey, make sure you check this number because if he gets the ball in his hands, we got to make sure that we're on our A game because he can make something happen. So being able to just pick his brain and, you know, things that he sees, things that he does on the field, he's coming up the sideline. I'm like, hey, what did you see there? I mean, what made you do that? What made you think of this? Being able to pick his brain is something that I'm going to keep doing. It's something I've been doing, and I can't wait to see where it takes us this year.
See, I knew, you know, I shouldn't have just come straight through the front door with somebody as smart as you, Jonathan. So I'll try this. What are your personal goals for 2020? What are your personal goals?
Well done,
Jonathan.
Good question,
Taylor. Thank you, Jonathan Taylor.
Oh, definitely this year I want to do the most that I can in order to, you know, be able to step in that field and have no mental errors. You know, one thing Coach Rath talks about is a guy who stays in his league is a guy who's a great football player consistently. That's the way you stay in this league, and I want to be consistent, and that's something I tried to do in college, and I still want to do that, and it's even more important now at this level because consistency is everything.
Well, you were consistent in your two answers, so here's it. Repeat after me, Jonathan Taylor. I want 1,000,000. Repeat after me. Yeah. Say those words.
Oh, I mean, everybody would want 1,000. Who wouldn't want 1,000? That would be amazing.
10 touchdowns, 80 catches. Yeah. I mean, I'm feeling you. Let's go.
That would be amazing if you could do that rookie year.
Mm-hmm. Have you reached out to Melvin Gordon? Is there a Wisconsin running back group of some sort? Or James White is out there as well. We all know he's a Super Bowl champion. Have you reached that at all?
Oh yeah, I definitely talked to Melvin Gordon. I mean, and he reached out to me and told me, I know he kind of, you know, knows the protections a bit because, you know, part of the staff has come over from San Diego. You know, Philip Rivers, the OC. So, you know, Melvin was a part of that. So in between that period, between draft day and then Zoom meetings, he was just going to me, telling me kind of things that I should expect with this kind of offense, certain things that I should expect. So him being able to help me out, but also giving his insight as far as, listen, you know, at this level, make sure that you're able to do your job. You know your playbook. That's going to be one of the biggest things is knowing your playbook, because anything could be dialed up at any time.
And then outside of football, Jonathan, have you and the Colts had a confab about Jacob Blake, the gentleman in the state of Wisconsin who is now currently in the hospital after being shot in the back 7 times? Have you had a conversation about, obviously, social justice in any way, shape, or form in recent days writ large?
Definitely. We've done that in the off season, but we also have done it today. And, you know, we just kind of emphasize that we're going to be at the forefront. We're going to be at the spearhead of this movement going into this season. And, you know, we definitely won't be silent. But like I said, we're going to be at the forefront, and we're going to do everything in our power in order to continue to raise awareness, have these conversations, and promote change.
No, obviously, Jonathan, I know, again, I'm asking a rookie who's got a lot on his plate. It's a pandemic. Your dreams are coming true. You want to succeed. And to throw this, on your plate as well is a lot. But is there a way that you what can you share about the conversations that everybody had within your locker room today, as you mentioned, on this subject?
Of course, a lot of opinions as far as, you know, what people thought, but also you get a lot of people sharing their experiences of things that they've experienced throughout their lifetimes. And everyone learns, no matter who you are, you know, when you're having those conversations, everyone learns something, no matter who you are. And I think that's the biggest thing is you may think, and I don't know anybody who does, but you could probably think, yeah, I know quite a bit about it as far as, you know, things that have gone on in the past and throughout history. But when someone shares an experience with you that they've had, and you're able to sit there face to face with them and see that emotion on their face, hear it, feel it, it changes you. It moves something inside of you, and it makes you want to go out there and continue to be part of that change, to continue to promote change, because these are real people. And these are real life situations happening, and it's not going to go away unless, you know, people take a stand and, you know, have these conversations.
That's one of the many reasons why I like having you on, Jonathan, and that I root for you, despite you destroying a handful of falls for me in the college football world, is you are a real person. You're a person. You can tell. You know that you're a real person with a head on your shoulders and a heart in your chest and a great desire to be great. And I wish you nothing but the best. I truly do. And I hope there's many times that we get to talk this fall.
Thank you very much, Rich. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Right back at you. All right. Well, the pride of Exit 1, right? And that's the Parkway, yes, correct? That's the Garden State Parkway?
That's the Parkway.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the, because I went Exit 1 of the Turnpike where they start this whole. And by the way, James White's from Florida.
But he went to Wisconsin.
I know that. I thought only Garden Staters are allowed to run the ball from them and make the NFL.
Hey, you can ball, you can ball.
That's it. And you can do that. Thanks for the call, Jonathan. You take care of yourself. You be well.
Thank you very much, Rich. I appreciate you having me on.
Right back at you. Let's stay in touch. That's Jonathan Taylor. If you noticed, I didn't ask him about the conversations about COVID-19 and about, you know, and sometimes you do worry, are the rookies going to handle their business properly and be professional? Because many rookies don't know any better. Don't get that sense from Jonathan Taylor.
Do not.
Good
man,
Lord.
Oh, man.
Look, Clyde Edwards-Helaire is a special player, as we saw from LSU. He's the LSU running back, in case you're wondering who I'm referring to.
He's going in the first round of fantasy.
Well, he went in the first round in the NFL draft. And it was Andy Reid who took him. Mm-hmm. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, now that's why he's going high up in fantasy, because, you know, especially Damian Williams opted out, if you want to just talk fantasy football in that regard.
Okay.
You get a sense that he's in a catbird seat position as a rookie running back, coaching scheme, teammate-wise.
Yes, sir.
Right. But, man, Jonathan Taylor... Again, it's difficult to when you make this analogy, because it was said by a sociopathic cannibal in the history of film. You covet what you see every day, which is the Hannibal Lecter line. I covet what I saw
That dude.
In the fall that led for me to drink from this mug that J.J. Watt gave me that holds my tears. Jonathan Taylor is amazing. And when he gets the ball, Indianapolis Colts fans are going to love him. He runs with passion and he runs with a physical, to use the Michael Irvin phrase in the way he would say it, physical manner. And Marlon Mack and him, and he mentioned Roosevelt, you know, Knicks as well, they're really good. They're deep. And they're going to run it. And Quentin Nelson blocks with the fury of a thousand suns. And he steals your heart and your soul when he comes at you. I could not, when I saw that Jonathan Taylor got drafted by the Colts, I might have texted you on the spot. I'm like, look out.
Look out. Look out.
All right. I have man love for Jonathan Taylor. I'm not going to lie. I think I just perfected.
Back-to-back 2,000-yard seasons.
Jeez.
Only missed three in a row. He missed it by 23 yards his freshman year.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude is the truth.
Second-round pick sitting out there. I know running backs are supposedly dimes a dozen, but not this one.
Nope.
He's at least a quarter. You want to use that? Oh, my gosh. I think silver dollar.
Talking about 1,000 yards, 10 touchdowns, I think that's the four for this kid.
But Marlon Mack has got – he was excellent, and he is excellent, and he's going to get a lot. But when you're in a rotation, and if Marlon Mack does not stay healthy,
exactly,
look out. He's going to be stepping right in. I think we just dropped a little fantasy nugget on the Rich Eisen Show quadcast audience. We'll take a break from that, and we'll be back with your phone calls and more at 844-204-RICH before – Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. GEICO.com. So, coming in September is Brother from Another right here on Peacock, and then PFT PM, that's in September when the NBC Sports on Peacock standalone channel that's streaming now that you're watching us on right here on this wonderful streaming app gets larger, bigger, and instead of us being on the back end of three consecutive shows that go from 7 a.m. to 3 Eastern time every single day, we'll be right in the middle of a very long day. We re-air right here on this app at 8 Eastern time for the time being as well. So we're excited about all of that. And we love it. We're loving every single second of us. And you'll call us at 844-204-RICH as well. And at Rich Eisen Show is how you can tweet and Instagram with us and so much more here on our program. We're back on NBCSN now, rejoining our audience. We love being on this quadcast. Chris Brockman, do we have a poll question of any sort that you're clanking around over there?
Yeah,
today?
I do. I do have one.
Okay, what are you thinking about?
I haven't thrown up yet. I want to run it by you first.
Thank you, sir.
We were talking earlier this week about NFL teams, Patriots, Bucks, who wins more games. So I'm throwing this out there.
Okay.
According to the Desert, all four of these teams projected for the same win total.
Mojave, Gobi, which desert?
Just one of them.
Is it an NFL employee?
Just one of the deserts.
Who spent much of yesterday going over the human resources gambling policy that I was apparently
really?
Delinquent in. And I felt like saying an email like, hey, excuse me.
I mean, get with the times.
It's like a couple years.
You know, right? But you can't say this to human resources.
No.
So instead, what I'll do is I'll go on a quadcast and say it through my quadcast to human resources.
Nothing passive aggressive about
like,
it.
Excuse me.
Exactly.
Excuse me. I don't shine shoes. You know, I mean, I'm a host of NFL Network since 2003. I remember the first meeting we had at NFL Network up in our offices in Culver City, where there is now, through the manifest destiny of 17 plus years, no other business on that property now except the NFL
right.
Media Group.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right. Oh, no. They took over that
whole. Now?
Oh, yeah.
Is there enough parking?
No.
That's another reason why we can't wait to go to Stan Canyon, as it's being called, up the
street. Is that
what
it's being called?
Cronky's new
There's a lake over there, by the way.
Yeah.
The stadium looks amazing.
Long story short, we're having this meeting, okay? It was like 10 of you might have even been in that meeting, Mike.
The first meeting, I totally was
they
in that.
They had a member of the NFL front office come here, and I think it was like a former FBI agent from security walking us through what it's like to be an NFL employee. It's different from other places, including now this gambling policy that you're, you know, no bueno, no more. You may not on any sport.
Yep.
Can't gamble on any sport.
Before you could do individual sports like golf.
No, you could do that back then, but I think they were trying to scare us straight in a way. And they basically said any team sport, your history over.
Yep.
So I even joked. So I even said, so my days of taking the Knicks in 4.5 are over.
I remember that.
And Jason Wormser, the worm, said to the entire group, you should never have been doing that to begin with.
Yes, I remember that.
The NFL representative found none of this funny.
No.
Yeah. No sense of humor with those
the
guys.
New York
So I turn into the unfrozen caveman lawyer. When you say the desert, I'm unfamiliar what desert you're talking about.
The place Mo Green made famous. Yeah.
Has no sign or plaque commemorating his existence.
Yep.
Sorry, I didn't mean to go down that wormhole.
All good. All of these teams have the same projected win total. Who ultimately wins more this football season? Bucks, Patriots, Steelers, Eagles.
I got my pick.
You put Steelers because of Manganiello.
I put Steelers because they have the same win total. These guys are all.
Oh, you're talking about the desert.
Yeah, the desert. These are all projected to win 9.5 games.
These are all people
who ultimately wins more.
Who, if there was no pandemic, that Musburger would have over for a barbecue.
Correct.
Okay.
By the pool. And it's
they think
Taylor's.
All these teams are
the same.
Eagles,
Steelers.
Both Pennsylvania teams are the same to the Vegas desert.
Bucks and Steelers. Bucks and Patriots.
Ben's back.
Ben's back. He's lost weight.
By the way, I hate to tell you over there, TJ, Mr. Cowboy fan, I think it's the Eagles division to win or lose again.
Well, that's tremendous because last year we thought it was the Cowboys. So maybe that'll flip.
Remember when I ate something last year?
And then they went 3-0 and I thought they're great. And then they ran into the buzzsaw. That's my New York Jets.
That was horrible.
I mean,
that was the worst game of the year.
Yeah, I know. I had to eat a hat. You guys forget that?
Yeah, you ate a hat that the Eagles would, that the Cowboys would not win
the
division.
Four chunks
of a
hat. By the
way, I
hat.
Still owe
that was sweaty.
A hat.
You do?
Because, on the Gronk.
Well, you said Gronk was never coming back last year, so we won't hold you to it.
Okay.
We won't hold you to it.
I mean, I pay the bets up.
Do you?
Well,
what's do you don't want me to?
Bucks, Patriots,
now,
Steelers.
Now, so are you saying? Are you
sit on it for a little bit?
So no. So here's what I'll say. So you're saying that desert believes the Niners win more.
The desert believes the Niners win more.
The desert believes the Chiefs win more.
Correct.
Yep.
The desert believes the Ravens win more.
Correct.
Yep.
The desert believes, look at me guessing, the Saints win more.
Correct.
The desert believes.
One more team.
The desert believes the Packers win more. The Cowboys win more.
Cowboys, top five.
Woo. You people in Dallas country.
You people.
Oh, stop.
What do you mean, you people?
I don't see color. What I see are Cowboys, okay? And so
five
you
rings.
Cowboys fans, just keep jacking the right? That's what it's for?
Oh, you can't get any value on them, no.
Well, no, you can because they'll still say, I'm in. Is that what? Just to reiterate, I don't understand the way this works.
Yes.
Are they saying that because they believe what? Is it 10? Is it 10 or 10 and a half?
It's 10.
10.
So they believe, because, you know, to use the Bakai phrase push, they believe that that's an 11-win team. So, or they're hoping Cowboys fans think that's an 11-win team. You think they went in 11? Would you put T.J. Jefferson dollars down on that?
I think we win 13, but to be
fair,
I think that every year, so don't take my word for
it.
Okay?
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Don Cheadle, Kenny the Jet Smith, and you, Hour 2, 844-204-RICH here on our quadcast. Daryl Morey and Joe Manganiello in Hour number 3 as well. You could tweet with us at Rich Eisen Show 2.
Well, here we are on lockdown. How are you? It's Booker of the Perez Hilton Podcast with Chris Booker. We get it. We know you're bored. We're still doing shows. We're keeping you up to date with everything entertainment. A little bit of relief from everything that's going on in the world. You could get the show on Spotify. You could get it on your Apple Podcasts or the Podcast One app. Whatever you do, download and subscribe and get the PHP, the Perez Hilton Podcast with Chris Booker. And everything that's entertainment will be covered.